It's hard to judge our own sermons because, like, the sermons that I like the best are the ones people don't really care about. And then the ones that they love are the ones that I kind of phoned in. And it's like... Like, I'll literally, I'll get up and just kind of phone it in. And I'm like, I'm barely even prepared. And I just go off on something. And I'm just like, that was a shallow sermon. And it's like, that's everybody's favorite. And then I'll put all this work into some 30 hours of preparing for some sermon. And people are just like, meh. Well, I will say that, you know, Pastor Shelley, I think that Pastor Shelley's sermon, actually, I didn't really, I don't even think I listened to the sermon. But I kind of got it over the phone. Sermon from him. You know, he did some really groundbreaking, revolutionary study on, like, the Passion Week as far as, like, the chronology. That was super interesting and really compelling stuff. Yes. So I didn't hear, I don't think I ever heard the sermon because I had it preached to me over the phone for like 6 or 7 hours. So I felt like I'd already heard it, but it was, that was really good stuff. You know?
See, that's a perfect example because that would be a sermon that I really enjoyed preaching, but that evening I preached Skills to Pay the Bills and everybody complimented that.
Yeah, that's exactly.
I literally wrote that sermon in 30 minutes.
They're basically like, we put out a single and the DJs basically flip it over and play the B-side. And we're like, whoa. We're like, that's a B-side, all right? This is the sermon that matters.
Yeah, like, my favorite sermon of his is binding, blinding, and grinding on Samson.
That's the old one.
He re-preached it from somebody else.
Yeah, I did, actually. Yeah, of course. Yeah, but I re-preach stuff all the time, you know. Nothing. There's nothing new under the sun.
Well, if it's a great truth from the Bible, it needs to be, you know, preached again.
Amen. But so what? I'm trying to think of what are my favorite sermons that I've preached.
How did you think to wear the robe and do the toilet brush?
I don't know. It just came to me.
Did that come after the sermon was written, or is that what inspired the sermon?
I think I built the whole sermon around that part.
Okay.
But, you know, it's hard for me to think about past sermons because when I preach a sermon, I kind of just move on from it because I'm kind of thinking about the next sermon. You know, so I think the most important sermon that I've ever preached is the one I just did like an hour ago. That was the one. And you guys were here. We were all here for it. No, but seriously, like my favorite sermon is the one that I'm preaching right now. You know, I don't really dwell on the past too much.
Once saved, always saved.
Yeah, I mean that's one that's probably been played the most as far as like. Okay, yeah. So okay, here's a sermon that I preached. Well, I put out those little flash drives that were called like Pastor's Pick, and I put like my, and I'm gonna do another one. In fact, I should do that immediately. Because I haven't done one in a couple years where I pick like my 30 favorite sermons of the year. And then, so that's, I mean, that's, I preached a sermon called Jesus Wept. That was one of my favorite sermons that I preached.
And Peter.
Oh, yeah.
First sermon I heard,
you know that sermon, And Peter? That's ripped off from another preacher because that was Brother Hiles. Brother Hiles preached a sermon called And Peter, and that's where I got the idea. So there you go. Your favorite was a ripoff, too. But hey, that's why I ripped it off, because it was so good.
Hey, the first sermon I heard you preach online, and my favorite is preaching why we need hard preaching.
You know, that is one of my favorites, too, actually.
Yeah,
that's in fact, on that Pastor's Pick USB, one of them, that was track one. That is one of my favorites, too.
For the next 29.
Well, I made that track one. Because it explains everything that comes after. It gets you ready for everything else, right? Yeah. Okay, here's, I'll tell you that the sermons that I like the most, but it's not the ones that the people like the most. The sermons that I like the most is like I did a sermon called you know, Greek, the language of the New Testament or something, you know, where I'm, or like the sermons that I did against oneness are some of my favorite all-time sermons. Like the sermons where I'm debunking oneness and preaching on the Trinity, like those type of sermons are my favorite sermons. The ones that are like the deep doctrinal sermons, those are my favorites. But the sermons that people like the most are more the kind of rip roaring kind of sermons, which to me, those are not my favorite sermons. You know, I preach them because they need to be preached, but I enjoy preaching the deep doctrinal stuff, like the stuff on the Trinity is some of my, that's why it's like, even though obviously that was a painful experience to go through of, you know, having this heresy pop up and having to deal with it and fire someone and fight that battle, to me, it was worth it because of the sermons that came out of it and the study that came out of it and the learning that came from it. It was all worth it.